Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wally Bunker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Henry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. Henry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Seaborn out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to bunker covering. Safe. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to third. Hall moves to second. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew scores. Hall moves to third. Allison moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 1 in the game. Pascual hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunker hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Seaborn moves to third. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowens strikes out. two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau is walked intentionally. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Robinson scores. Lau goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Jim Perry now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair is walked intentionally. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ver Alls fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Castro reaches second base with a double. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunker covering, for the out. Castro moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verals is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Bill Plice now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lau takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lau trying to get to third. Hall throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Lau for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adair is walked intentionally. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunker hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.